Hello, this is Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman of Columbia University speaking for Medscape. The title of this commentary could be called Physician, Protect Thyself. Recently, I did a Medscape blog where I commented on being very disappointed to see advertisements by personal injury lawyers for patients who had taken second-generation antipsychotic drugs like Seroquel or Zyprexa. And they were seeking clients they could file lawsuits on behalf. And based on this, I described how physicians needed to be aware of the predatory nature of these legal practices and ensure that there was adequate documentation of the rationale for using these treatments and how to advise patients about the potential risks for the medications they were about to receive. Well, recently, I was reading the newspaper and saw the report of a settlement between Novartis and the Justice Department for improper marketing practices for the use of Trileptal off-label. And this follows in the wake of settlements by other pharmaceutical companies with the Justice Department and the FDA, including Lilly, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, for infractions in terms of marketing practices for the use of medications and non-indicated, non-FDA-indicated ways or off-label. And this raises another aspect of the vulnerability that physicians have to potential legal actions. And I just wanted to amplify that concern and tell people my thoughts on that in the hopes that it can be useful in terms of protecting physicians' practices against such consequences. But basically, we treat patients with a variety of therapeutic techniques, including medications. Medications are approved by the FDA for specific indications. When we use these medications, we use them for their therapeutic effects, but virtually all medications have some side effects. When starting or adjusting the dose of medications, we need to advise them of the potential consequences in terms of side effects, reiterate what the rationale for using it is, document this in the medical record so that it's clearly stated. In addition, it is an essential part of medical practice to be able to use medications for reasons, for illnesses, for conditions other than which they may be indicated by FDA approval. This is a common practice in all areas of medicine. Indeed, sponsors, pharmaceutical companies, are not going to pursue indications for all of the purposes for which their products can be used. So physicians, in using medications for non-indicated or off-label purposes, need to have an adequate justification for this in terms of evidence in the literature that justifies the use, or at the very least, a scientific or medical rationale for the use of the medication. And again, it is important to try and document this in the medical record so that if there's a question of what the purpose of the use of the medication was and whether it may have been the result of undue influence by pharmaceutical company as opposed to having a rationale in terms of clinical practice, evidence in the literature for efficacy, or a pharmacologic rationale for why it will be useful in a given patient, this can be reflected in the medical record. So it's unfortunate that we have to be so vigilant and for potential assaults on the basis of clinical practice, and we have to practice defensive medicine, but such is the world that we live in. So it behooves us to, as physicians, to protect ourselves by documenting the presentation about the risks and benefits of treatment, as well as the fact that if you're using a medication for a non-FDA-approved or non-FDA-indicated purpose and off-label use of the medication, what the rationale for this use is. So I think based on this, one, it will enable you to think through the steps in terms of prescribing a treatment, whether it's on-label or off-label, more clearly. And at the same time, it will also serve as a protective practice in terms of reducing legal liability. It reminds me that going through this routine, this set of procedures that can be made kind of habitual and systematized is a little bit like the book that one of our colleagues, Atul Gawande, wrote, that's G-W-A-N-D, where he talked about the checklist approach to medicine as a way of reducing medical errors, and tried to emulate the use of how aeronautical engineers and pilots manage their procedures in a very routinized way with a series of checklists that they go through. So physicians can do the same in terms of the prescribing of treatments, and in this way both ensure their thoroughness as well as reduce their legal liability. So those are the comments for today. This is Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman of Columbia University for Medscape.